This is Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK.
This is Business Spotlight on 970 WGTK. I'm Gary Clark, and in the studio today, we have Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes here in Louisville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary.
You've been doing this for a number of years, you were telling me.
Yes, we've been around the block a few times, and this is my 27th year.
Wow. How did it all start with you?
I started off in at the ground level, mm-hmm. from putting footers in to framing houses to carrying bricks around to all that good stuff. So I have a true appreciation for all levels of what we do in this construction industry.
Did you have vocational training, or was it on-the-job experience?
I was raised in the industry, so okay. My dad was a bricklayer by trade for a while, and then I did some framing in college and things of that nature. So I've kind of been around it my whole life. But I did go to vocational school, masonry mm-hmm. school.
Oh, okay. So when you go to a home site and if somebody didn't show up for work one day and they say, hey, we need somebody to lay some bricks here, you can jump right in there with them, can't you?
I can, but I'd prefer to leave that up to the true professionals of brick masons, because it is certainly an art.
Well, let's talk about Taylor Homes. You guys have quite a few locations, and you gave me a folder here, and you cover not just Kentucky and Indiana, but you got also Tennessee, Ohio, Illinois, and Missouri, too.
Yes, sir.
And it's all based out of Louisville.
All based out of Louisville. We cover, what I like to say in the summary is that we cover about a six-state area, mm-hmm. and that covers about over 300 counties.
Wow. Do you have a lot of miles on your vehicle?
We have a lot of miles on our vehicles. Our production trucks definitely get their work out, and we're certainly we're out there. We're the true definition of scatter site construction.
Well, let's talk about having a home built. Let's start at the ground level. Let's say that I bought some land out in Henry County, and I want Taylor Homes to come out and build me a new house.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to figure out how much you want to spend, because everybody's got a budget.
Yeah.
And we got a large variety of size homes and styles that can range anywhere from under $100,000 to mm-hmm. $500,000 as far as price range. So you got to figure out what your budget is. And then what we try to do is back into what style home that you're looking for, whether it be a ranch, a Cape Cod, or a two-story. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we need to help you decide, or you can tell us what you need as far as number of bedrooms, bathrooms, and things of that nature.
What's the most popular style right now?
Cape Cods are very popular right now. We have some great Cape Cod style homes. We mm-hmm. have a new series of homes called our Contemporary Series, and we continue to add new lines of new designs of our Contemporary Series homes. But our Contemporary Series Cape Cod style homes are very popular.
So let's say that I decide, okay, I'll go with a Cape Cod home, and I have I've already bought the land, but I have $150,000 to spend on the house.
Yes.
And so I sign on the dotted line. How long does it usually take before I can move in?
That's the golden question we get asked all the time. And all builders will know that, is that, everybody wants, if they sign a day before the ink dries, they're wanting to move in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what we say to our customers is that, first of all, we don't give a completion date for any homes that we construct. Because, honestly, a true builder just cannot pinpoint that.
Yeah,
in this industry, there's too many variables out there, whether it be the inspections, to the weather, to the contractors, mm-hmm. to just the things that happen in this industry. But to answer your question, there's a guideline that we try to go by. We try to tell our customers to plan on 4 to 6 months, barring any unforeseen circumstances.
Okay.
And that's still a large improved advantage of our build time as far as what the national average is of a custom home of about 9 months.
Now, is there a better time of the year to have your home built? Can you do it faster, like say in the summer, than you can in the winter?
Well, certainly. You can build a home quicker in drier weather mm-hmm. and more, warmer weather, so to speak. But in the wintertime, with the products that are out there today with calcium and things, those additives for concrete and masonry products and things of that nature, you can build a house year-round, and we do. We build almost as many houses through the wintertime as we do in the summer.
You can get out there and mix that concrete in the wintertime and not really have to worry about anything?
Well,
long as it doesn't get down about 10 or 20
exactly,
degrees.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm talking in the in the 40s and maybe the upper 30s,
absolutely.
Too.
As long as it's 30 degrees and rising, you should be able to make good progress on the home as far as any kind of concrete materials. But there are certainly days that you can't, do any kind mm-hmm. of masonry work if it's ongoing freezing weather.
Right. So if you get up in the morning and say it's only going to be 20 degrees that day, you just kind of say, well, I think I'll just kind of stay in the office today and work on paperwork.
Well, as far as our contractors,
right.
contractors are still hopefully working inside that home instead of laying bricks on the outside of the home.
Right. So now once we get the house built before they move in, I'm sure you go through it with a fine-tooth comb, don't you?
We have quality control inspections. That's a great question, Gary. I appreciate you asking that. You know, we take great pride in the quality homes that we produce because it's a very tedious process, and each one of our homes are customized to suit our customers' needs. Mm-hmm. But still, we have an eye for detail. And as human beings, you can't remember everything. Although we got skilled craftsmen, and our production people, our production team, as we call them, they're very qualified for their job site inspections. But we have what's called scopes of work for every phase of construction.
Oh, so you do inspections as you go along.
Absolutely.
And do certain things. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And that same scope of work is provided to our contractors as well, and they know exactly what needs to be done and how it needs to be done before they proceed to the next stage or before they get paid, honestly. Mm-hmm. So we're all communicating what that quality control process is, and then as the house is being constructed during each phase, and you know, as we move on to the next phase of construction, we check to make sure that quality is there before we start covering things up, so to speak.
We are talking with Chris Taylor, who is the president and the CEO of Taylor Homes. Home offices here in Louisville, but you also have locations in, Indianapolis and Cincinnati, Owensboro, Paducah, and Nashville, and you cover how many state areas? Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's see, six state areas.
Six state area.
Yeah, all the way over to Missouri.
All the way over to Missouri.
Yeah, and up through Ohio. Well, getting back to home building here, how has it changed in the last 10 to 15 years?
Well, products has definitely improved.
Right.
Yeah, that's the big thing that goes in, to the construction industry is the products that we put in. You know, and the same thing holds true for any kind of product that's out there in the last 10 years, whether it be for an automobile or for a new home. Products has definitely improved tremendously from the shingles mm-hmm. to the brick to the concrete. They're just a lot better products. So it's a lot more durable today mm-hmm. as what it was just a few years ago, let alone 10 years ago, and it continues to improve.
What about some of the styling inside? I know nowadays that you used to be you'd run the electricity and you'd run phone lines to every room, but now you got to take into consideration computers and digital and home entertainment centers and things like that. I mean, you just don't go out and buy a television set anymore, do you?
No, there's a lot of additional structured wiring is what they call it.
Oh, yeah.
And smart homes and things of that nature are getting very popular. But, when it comes to computers, a lot of people are just working off of routers these days, making it more of a wireless process, which is smarter because you can place it anywhere in the room,
sure,
not just
yeah.
in that room. But there's a lot of structured wiring going into our homes today than what there was in years past.
Well, tell me about a smart home. Is that one of those homes where everything is controlled by a computer, thermostats and lights and things like that?
Absolutely. And, just the way technology has changed, even from the smallest thing is down to your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can just look back and see how a cell phone has, evolved tremendously.
Yeah,
they're not cell phones
anymore. They're smartphones.
They're smartphones.
Yeah.
Well, you take that same kind of concept, and that applies to a home as well. I mean, automobiles have those today, too. You can mm-hmm. check your text messages on the dash of your car today, and it reads it back to you. The same thing applies to a smart home. You can adjust your thermostat from your cell phone if you have things equipped in your home for a smart home, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, adjust the thermostat. You can lock the doors. You can dim the lights. There's a lot of a variety of different things that you can do from a keypad inside the home or down to your smartphone on your hip.
Well, that's a real good, a real smart feature for a lot of folks, especially live way out in the country, is once you pull in the driveway, it's late at night and the house is dark, you can sit there with your smartphone. You can say, turn the outdoor lighting on. Turn the lights on in the living room, in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
I think all that stuff is great.
It is great, and it's a great safety feature, just as you pointed out. It makes the home more inviting, and it makes it more usable and user-friendly.
Well, let's talk about energy efficiency. Homes are a lot more energy efficient. It costs a lot less to cool and to heat them nowadays, too, right?
Absolutely. Well, I would have to say, to a certain degree, yes, but our homes are energy smart qualified, and we pride ourselves on our homes being energy smart.
So what does that mean exactly?
And a good question. Glad you asked, Gary. An energy smart home means that the home would go through some pretty stringent inspections through the course of construction by a third-party energy smart rater.
Mm.
So through the course of construction, these inspectors will come out and tell us what we need to do to tighten things up. Now, we already know going into the course of construction what we need to do,
right.
But it's inspected. But what it does at the end of the day, it creates a home that's more energy efficient, much more so than what an average existing home is, mm-hmm. or as I like to say, a used home versus a new home,
yeah.
or as opposed to another new home that's not Energy Smart qualified. Our homes are 15% more energy efficient than another brand new home that's not Energy Smart.
Oh, okay.
And our homes, Taylor Homes, are 45% more efficient than any other existing home or used home that's mm-hmm. on the market. So there's a tremendous amount of savings that our customers receive on a monthly basis when they get their, you know, LG&E bill or utility right. bill from the savings that they get from it being an Energy Smart home.
Yeah, I live in a used home. It's almost 100 years old.
Wow.
And I had the heating and air conditioning system updated to a 96% efficient furnace. But I think the thing that really saved me the most money and really helped out a lot with, because I live in a fairly well-traveled neighborhood, but I had all the windows replaced
right.
with these energy-efficient windows.
Yes.
And, of course, the heating and air conditioning bill went way down, but the noise level did, too. And
exactly.
if I had known that, I'd have done that years earlier.
And, you know, that's an excellent point. It's not, you know, a energy smart home isn't just about the efficiency of it. It makes it, from a maintenance standpoint, it's more maintenance-free. But it's also,
yeah.
from a sound barrier standpoint, it makes it more comfortable from a sound barrier standpoint, and, of course, drafty windows and things of that nature.
You don't have to worry about getting out and painting the windows or after a few years reglazing and all that good stuff. Well, we got about a minute left here. We're talking with Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes here in Louisville and other places, too, like Owensboro and Cincinnati. Let's go ahead, since we've got a minute left here, and do your shameless self-promotion here and give all the contact information.
Sure. We can be contacted on our website at taylorhomes.com. We have okay. a very informative website. Again, that's taylorhomes.com, where you can go on to get free estimates. You can go on our interactive floor plans, where you can play around with the tab on our website, and you can come up with your own type of design and send it in for a free estimate. You can also contact us at 1-800-96-TAYLOR. And also on our website are all of our model home locations. You can get down to the details as far as a map, printed off, sent to your cell phone, of how to get to our model home locations covering the 6-8 area.
Okay, so you have model homes that they can go and actually walk through.
Absolutely.
A house that you guys have built.
Yeah, and all of them are on the side of the expressway with a big old sign. You can't miss it, so to speak. So it's easy to find.
Is there? Let's see. There's one out on 71, right at the Jefferson Oldham County line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what you see there is what we have in these other locations.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Chris Taylor, our guest today here on Business Spotlight. We appreciate you stopping by, and I've learned a lot of interesting things today.
Well, thank you for having me.